It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Today is Wednesday, September 4th. We've got an update about Hurricane Dorian as it's now impacting southeastern states in the U.S. Plus, Walmart's new rules for gun sales, what product Michigan just became the first to ban, and what to know about Facebook's facial recognition. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Hurricane Dorian is on the move, heading up the Florida coast today into Georgia and South Carolina. As of early this morning, the Weather Channel says it's now a Category 2 storm, meaning its wind speeds can reach 110 miles per hour. And while it's gotten weaker, it's also gotten larger. At this point, forecasters don't think Dorian will make landfall on the U.S. mainland. Instead, they think it will hug the coastline as it moves up the Atlantic. And it can still mean damaging winds and flooding. Plus, it's still dangerously close to land, and one small change could send it inland, especially in North Carolina, tomorrow. So with that in mind, 2 million people across the southeast have been told to evacuate. And Walt Disney World closed all of its parks yesterday in Florida, something it's only done 3 times since 1971. In fact, Disney also announced a $1 million donation to help with relief efforts in the Bahamas. Because remember, the hurricane has already caused devastation there and killed at least 7 people. And sadly, rescue workers think they'll find more victims on the islands. Remember, Dorian made landfall in the Bahamas over the weekend as a Category 5 storm. This is the most powerful hurricane on record to hit the Bahamas, and officials say it looks like a bomb went off. Rescuers are still trying to save people with whatever's available. The AP says they've even used a bulldozer to bring some people to safety. And in some cases, the water is just too high, meaning some people are stranded in their attics. Emergency workers are asking them to just hang on for now. It doesn't help that the airport in the Bahamas was under 6 feet of water yesterday. ABC News reports the U.S. sent a disaster response team, and the U.S. Coast Guard has been helping with rescues as well. Expect updates about Hurricane Dorian today and throughout the week. For the first time in 3 years, U.S. manufacturing was down. This was fairly unexpected. The monthly survey that measures the sector found factory production and new manufacturing orders fell in August to its worst reading since early 2016. NBC News reports many economists believe it's mostly because of the trade war with China. Factories are feeling the effects of the tariffs. So that report and overall worries about the trade war between the world's largest economies also sent stocks falling yesterday. Keep in mind, more tariffs went into effect just on Sunday with the start of the new month. Experts called the new report a warning sign, but not necessarily a sign on its own that a recession is definitely coming. Stay tuned. America's largest retailer just announced new, stricter policies when it comes to gun and ammunition sales. The Wall Street Journal reports Walmart is making a few changes. First, Walmart will stop selling what's called short-barrel rifle ammunition. That's used in assault-style guns and some hunting rifles. Second, the company is going to stop selling handguns and handgun ammunition entirely. Keep in mind, Walmart only sells handguns in Alaska right now, but that'll stop with this formal change. And finally, Walmart says it doesn't want people to openly carry guns in its stores anymore, even where the state law says it's okay. The changes come after that mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, inside of a Walmart store last month. To be clear, Walmart is still going to be selling certain rifles and shotguns, as well as the ammunition that goes with those. Still, there's mixed reactions to this change. The Hill reports the National Rifle Association, or NRA, called the move shameful and said the company was caving to the pressure of anti-gun elites. But Walmart calls it a good compromise. The company says it's trying to do what's best for both law-abiding gun owners and employees and customers who have safety concerns. Today, Michigan became the first state in the country to ban flavored e-cigarettes. The Washington Post reports the ban is for both retail stores and online sales, and it'll last for at least the next 6 months and then can be renewed. From there, state officials say they're working on a more permanent ban. The Post says the ban impacts vaping products that use sweet and fruity flavors, as well as mint and menthol ones. Tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes are still allowed. Michigan's governor says she took action to ban the flavored products after the state's health department called youth vaping a public health emergency. And remember, the U.S. Surgeon General has called vaping an epidemic among teens. Michigan is the first state to ban flavored e-cigarettes, but there are several cities and other communities who are doing something similar, like San Francisco, the first major U.S. city to ban all e-cigarettes starting early next year. Several more stories still ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, M.M. LaFleur. This is a company who doesn't want you to have to choose between style and comfort and convenience, especially when it comes to dressing for work. M.M. LaFleur designs thoughtful and stylish clothing. So their collection features machine washable fabrics, adjustable hems, deep pockets, and suits that are designed to be packable for those busy travelers. M.M. LaFleur has you covered whether you need a great outfit and some versatile options for an upcoming work trip or conference, or you just want to refresh your daily work wardrobe. They sent me a great high-waisted, knee-length skirt that works with so many different tops, and it has a high-quality, comfortable material. And right now, new customers can get $25 toward their first purchase with the code NEWSWORTHY. Just visit mmlafleur.com/newsworthy for more details and to get that $25 gift. That's mmlafleur.com/newsworthy, and you can find that link in today's show notes. Now, back to the news. You know how Facebook automatically suggests tags of your friends in photos? They use facial recognition software to do it. Well, now Facebook will no longer use it automatically or by default. You'll have to opt in instead. Quartz reports Facebook is now going to ask users if it's okay to use its face recognition setting on them. The company says the data is not sold or shared, but if you're not okay with it, you can say no. This comes after Consumer Reports published an investigation last May that found some accounts on Facebook had no way of turning off the setting. And it's been a legal issue, too. Reuters reports users in Illinois accused Facebook of breaking state law by collecting biometric data. Facebook says the change is not a direct response to those legal issues, but any users impacted should get a notification with more information. Or simply go to your Facebook settings. You can look for the face recognition setting and then choose yes or no. A new face swapping app is letting you see what it might look like to star in your favorite movie, but it's also causing some privacy concerns. The Chinese app Zhao is letting users put their faces into scenes from popular movies and TV shows by uploading a picture of themselves and using deepfake-like technology. For example, your face could be edited over Leonardo DiCaprio's face in a scene from one of his movies. But here's the thing. CBS News reports experts looked at the privacy policy, and the makers of the app can basically do whatever they want with your photo once you upload it, even though the company claims it won't use your photos without your consent. The app is only available right now in China, where it's really popular. No word yet if it'll be making its way to the US or other countries. Google's new operating system, Android 10, is here. We told you about it earlier this month, but now it's available on all Pixel phones. It's the first version of the Android operating system that is not named after a dessert. So here's what you can expect from Android 10. The Verge says there will be stricter privacy controls, a new focus mode for disabling distracting apps, simpler notification controls, better family controls, and a new dark theme. Another big one is the Live Caption, which allows users to get real-time captioning on any video on their phone, but that feature won't come out until later this year. Some interesting new possibilities for the Apple Watch. TechCrunch says the company just got the okay on a few patents. Of course, this doesn't mean any of the features will actually be used in real products, but this is something Apple is at least thinking about. And the first one is for a new sensor on the Apple Watch's band. It would basically use your skin texture to identify who was wearing it. Think the iPhone's fingerprint reader, but for your wrist. The others include a light-up watch band to help with notifications and a self-adjusting band that tightens or loosens itself. We'll see if Apple makes any of these a reality. It's official. The NFL is teaming up with TikTok to launch its own account. TikTok is that popular app among teens with short videos. Engadget says the NFL will use TikTok to post highlights, sideline moments, and behind-the-scenes footage in the hopes of getting younger people to start watching more football. By the way, the 100th NFL season kicks off tomorrow. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And Work Wednesday is brought to you by M.M. LaFleur, the wardrobe solution for professional women. Live with purpose, dress with ease. This week, we're talking about the unemployment rate for young Americans, and specifically, summer jobs. Well, it seems young people who want a job are usually able to find work. The Wall Street Journal cites stats from the Labor Department that show the youth unemployment rate was down in July to the lowest it's been since the 1960s. But while teens who want a job can usually be pretty successful, fewer teens are actually looking for work in recent decades. This summer, only about 60% of young people had a job. That's down from more than three-quarters of teens in the late 80s. Economists told the Journal more students are likely taking on summer courses or choosing unpaid internships instead to build up their resume. Or perhaps they know the money they get from summer jobs won't do much to pay for rising tuition costs. Still, there are different numbers for different demographics, and youth unemployment is actually still a bit higher than overall unemployment. All right, thank you so much for listening today. If you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to get new episodes each weekday. And remember, you can always read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.